Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing the arrest of a Houston area midwife charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. Hungarian lawmakers passing a law banning so-called pride events and allowing authorities to use facial recognition software to identify attendees. The measure passing with a vote of 136 to 27. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow is down close to 300 points, while the Nasdaq is off 348. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now in financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore County Police have charged the suspect accused of shooting an officer outside of the Wilkins precinct last week. 27-year-old Andrew Britt is facing multiple charges, including two counts of attempted first-degree murder, and he remains held without bond. Investigators say the shooting happened last Thursday after Britt entered the police station on Walker Avenue, left the building, and fired on an officer who was at a gas pump during a shift change. There were other officers in the parking lot, and they shot the suspect, who was taken to a hospital. Maryland State Police are investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in Carroll County. The accident happened at around 2 p.m. Sunday on Route 97 north of Liberty Road. 78-year-old Richard Snyder of Westminster was taken to a hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The other driver is a Baltimore woman who was injured and taken to shock trauma. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens took big strides last week, re-signing Ronnie Stanley and Patrick Ricard, securing two big pillars of their record-setting offense from a year ago. Ricard invoking a little Lou Gehrig on the NFL Network.
I'm the luckiest man in the world to be playing with the team as I have, and Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Bateman, Zay Flowers, the list goes on and on, and that's just the offensive side of the ball.
Here's the original version.
Today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Maryland setting their sights on the Grand Canyon Antelopes this Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. There's history of a 4-13 upset in the tournament. It's happened 33 times in 40 years, including perhaps the most famous one of them all.
It's to Jenkins, the Drew for the win!
Gone!
Oh!
They did it!
Bryce Drew did it! An absolute miracle! Bryce Drew has done it for Valparaiso!
That call on CBS, Valpo over Mississippi in 1998, the shooter was Bryce Drew, who happens to be the coach of Grand Canyon University. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's not looking like Gunner on opening day. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The up and down of spring temperatures continues. It's warmer the next couple of days. Cooler weather later in the week. 65 today. 71 tomorrow. We've got rain Thursday afternoon. 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 49 degrees in Bel Air, 51 in Halethorpe, and 51 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Wow, oh well, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We had Glenn Gilhar, candidate in District 8. Again, you can support him by going to friendsofglenngilhar.org. He was in studio. We were talking about many bills that are making its way through committees, being voted on the floors, and we've got to take action. And speaking of such, we had Delegate Latoya Cogolo. She called in and reminded us that House Bill 161 looks like they're going to have a hearing on Thursday, but by 6 p.m. today, you're going to have to go to the Maryland General Assembly legislative website to sign up to testify on that bill. Now, again, House Bill 161 allows for a preschooler, kindergartner, you name it, to be taught gender identity and all these other things. And this is what's so crazy about it. You know, those advocates with the transitioning of children, they always say, well, it wasn't influenced. It was, no, they just came to me. Jimmy wanted to be Sarah. I don't know. No, this is always influenced, okay? It's always influenced, and this is a way for them to continue to influence kids, and it's really sick and disgusting. And speaking of such, we got a text here from Randy. He says, this is a copy of the email I sent to the delegate that sponsored and passed in the House Bill 161, which is Delegate Atterbury. Randy writes to Atterbury, I'm sorry to hear that you introduced a bill in the House that teaches little children sexual perversions. It is disappointing that anyone would introduce such a disturbing legislation. I know that because I do not live in your district, I cannot vote for or against you. But what I can do when the soon coming elections arrive is send my money to whoever runs against you. It's even more disturbing and disgusting that anyone would join you in this endeavor to sexualize little kids. What's next? Are you going to start handing out candy or puppies from a white van? And that comes in from Randy. No, it doesn't. And Randy says it might sound harsh or extreme. Randy, it doesn't sound harsh or extreme, what you wrote. What's harsh and extreme is the fact, you know, that you have adults trying to pervert little kids. I mean, it really, that's what's happening here. And I was going through, scrolling on X yesterday, and I saw this note. There was a teacher in Illinois, and I didn't end up writing it down on my show plan, but it was a story in the New York Post, if you want to look at it. A teacher in Illinois is now being charged with sexually assaulting a 50-year-old special needs student. Yes, a special needs student. So this sickness is running rampant, okay? And I think what is, you know, crazy about all of this is that day in, day out, we read these stories, and I don't feel like people are really being held accountable. Because if they were, I don't think there would be, you know, so many stories. It wouldn't be so prevalent. And I think bills like House Bill 161 kind of opens the door or the gateway to some of these sick and perverted teachers to be able to do what they want to do with some of these kids. And it's terrible. So no, Randy, I'm appreciative that you wrote that email to Delegate Atterbury. But then again, that's again just one bill right now that we were discussing with Glenn Gilhar. Don't forget House Bill 930. That's headed over to committee. It did pass the House. Very disappointed to hear that the newly appointed Delegate Kim Ross joined Delegate Harry Banderi and Delegate Nick Allen on wanting this money, this grant, to go secretly to some of these abortion clinics. I mean, what in the world? Here's the thing, too. If I could just say this. I understand there are many people out there that are pro-choice. I know there are many people that are. I've met many of you, and many of them. And I am not the one, you know, I'm not God, okay? So if you tell me that you're pro-choice, I'm not going to sit there and judge you. I am not the Lord himself, okay? But however, when you introduce legislation, when you sponsor legislation to assist in killing of unborn babies, that's taking it a bit further than pro-choice, no? I mean, because it really is. You were possibly sending millions of dollars to unalive unborn children. You're fine with that? You're fine with putting your name on that, Delegate Kim Ross? You're okay with that? That's beyond pro-choice. I'm sorry, it just is. And I had no idea a dollar a month from the premiums with the health exchange, I had no idea this was going towards this fund at all. And again, that's House Bill 930 if you want to look it up. But all of this is very sick. Very sick indeed. Another sick situation. You know what? Also involving an elementary school. What is going on today? What is going on? We were talking last week about the police officer that was unfortunately shot in front of the Wilkins precinct. And just yesterday, I saw last night on the 10 o'clock news that we now have the identity of the suspect. Now, real quick, before I get into this, I had to go to Fox 45 again. I actually went to Channel 11 because I was thinking, let me just go to other channels, networks, what have you. Let me see, you know, if they have the information and I can provide it to you, you know, not using obviously the same channel time and time again. I went to Channel 11 to get this story. And all they said was a person's name. That was the only thing that they included, the person's name. Meanwhile, a Google search, a simple Google search, Channel 11, would have had all of this information pop up that is very important to all of this. And we're going to get into it. And if you want to weigh in, you can. But this is what I was talking about. Do you guys, do they not want the awards? Do they not want to be some of the best investigative journalists out there? I don't like, what do you aspire to be? You know, I don't want to sit here and talk about Fox 45 all day, but this is the only channel that gives me anything. Take a listen.
There are new questions after Baltimore County police identified the man charged with shooting a county officer outside the Wilkins precinct last week. Court records show that Andrew Robert Britt is a teacher with Baltimore City Public Schools. Alexa Ashwell questioned the school system and has the latest on the investigation.
Court records show Andrew Robert Britt is prohibited from possessing a firearm due to a prior conviction, this leading to more questions about how he got the gun and his employment, as his motive in this shooting also remains under investigation.
Newly obtained court documents shed new light on a shootout between Baltimore County police officers and a man now identified as Andrew Robert Britt outside the Wilkins precinct March 13th. The 27-year-old is facing several charges, including two counts of attempted first-degree murder.
They shots fired outside the precinct.
We have a signal 13 at the precinct. Officer down. Officer down.
In the statement of charges, detectives confirmed the shooting was captured on the precinct's surveillance cameras, detailing Britt walked into the front lobby where he conversed with the desk officer and then walked outside where he made verbal contact with an officer who he later fired at after pulling out a gun. Two other officers, including the officer who was shot, also returned fire. Britt was shot in his legs. At the scene, police recovering seven 9mm cartridge casings. Over the weekend, cell phone video released by the department captured the injured officer, who has yet to be identified, as he was wheeled out of shock trauma. Britt was also hospitalized. The department today identifying him and the charges he's facing, but not releasing a motive, as new questions are emerging surrounding his employment and criminal history. An online search revealed Andrew Robert Britt is a teacher at Liberty Elementary School in Baltimore City. A district spokesperson confirmed he's been with Baltimore City Public Schools since December 2022 and is currently on leave. Fox 45 News asked when Britt was placed on leave, as well as questions about his hiring process. In court documents, investigators confirm Britt is prohibited from possessing a firearm due to a 2021 conviction for possession of a loaded handgun in a vehicle. We questioned the district, asking, why did this conviction not bar Britt from being employed by Baltimore City Public Schools? Another question that remains.
The two other officers who fired their service weapons have been placed on administrative leave, which is standard procedure. Britt is due in court for a bond hearing tomorrow. Alexa Ashwell, Fox 45 News.
All right. First and foremost, thank you, Alexa Ashwell, for, you know, figuring this out. Okay. Thank you so much. Because like I said, I went to Channel 11. I went to other networks. All they had was this guy's name. It didn't mention that he was a teacher. It didn't mention that he had this prior and that he could not actually possess legally a firearm. None of that was mentioned in any other report. So, Alexa, thank you for doing God's work. I mean, it's like, you know, and I'm sure they're getting the same pay, I'm sure. I don't understand how we got so many investigative journalists, quote unquote, in the Baltimore region, and you've got literally like seven of them that do all the work. Anywho, beyond that, as you heard there, Andrew Britt is the name of this elementary school teacher in Baltimore City. And a spokesperson for the schools confirmed that he had been a teacher there since December 2022. Now, he is currently on leave. And that part on why he was on leave was questioned by Fox 45. But also with those questions was about the hiring process. Because in court documents, they confirmed that Britt is prohibited from possessing a firearm due to a 2021 conviction for possession of a loaded handgun in a vehicle, okay? So let's just take this apart for a second. He was hired by Baltimore City Public Schools in 2022, right? December 2022. That conviction for the possession of a loaded handgun in a vehicle, it was only a year prior. It was in 2021. And somebody at the administrative building on 200 North Avenue, where they get paid all this money because there's a bunch of Mercedes and BMWs out there, somebody over there with the Mercedes G-Wagon decided that he could still be an elementary school teacher. What in the world is going on? Now, of course, we haven't seen where CEO Sonia Santelises has made a statement as of yet on how he was even hired in the first place. But what is up with the background checks? My word. And you know what? I will say, it's not just in Baltimore City. We see some sketchy teachers all over the state. I do wonder what's going on. Again, when we were just talking to Glenn Gilhar, he said, you know, he put it, you know, perfectly. The last to be protected in the state, of Maryland, are the innocent children. The innocent children are not being protected. The criminal juveniles, they have more protections than the innocent children. So now you have this situation, and I will also call out, because you know I love my officers, shout out to all our first responders. But Chief McCullough, a Baltimore County police chief, you stood up at that podium, because I listened to the presser, I listened live, and you said that this teacher had a limited criminal history, very limited. If this is limited, then what's a full-throated criminal history? What? This is limited? You classified this as limited, this guy having the handgun illegally? Because guess what? He walked in a precinct of yours, Chief, and he fired on your officer standing right out front. Is that very limited, a guy that's not supposed to possess a firearm legally firing on your officers? Doesn't sound limited to me. Sheesh. I tell you, it's like, you know, some people are like, I don't know how Kim's always on air. Well, look, I've got job security with these stories. I mean, like, think about it. I'm not going anywhere. Every single day there's a story like this. Who's in charge? Who is in charge here? If you want to weigh in on this story, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So now we're in a position, and we're going to continue to talk about this. Nothing will happen, of course. They're not going to change what they do at 200 North Avenue. They expect their six-figure salaries without, you know, doing any real work, right? It's the bare minimums over there. But now you question about the, you know, the background checks here. This guy had a prior just a year before. And they thought, you know what? Not only are we going to put him in the schools, but an elementary school? An elementary school? So this guy obviously had the gun in his vehicle. We still don't know the motive, right? We still don't know the motive. We have no idea why he still showed up to the Wilkins precinct looking for an officer to shoot. Still know nothing about that. But that year prior, again, this is in 2021, he got caught with the loaded handgun in his vehicle. Now, was it his loaded handgun? There's a possibility. There's a possibility, right? And then perhaps he thought, you know, it's, you know, something that he should have in his car. I mean, look, people are being carjacked left and right. But even so, he's got now this criminal record of illegal possession of a firearm in his vehicle. But at the same time, it's like, why would you then hire him as a school teacher? That's not something you would do, you would think. But unfortunately, this is what they've done. So we'll continue to wait for a moment. If you want to weigh in on this, please do. And you can always text me in the text line. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. You can text me live right there through the app. But again, we talk about these stories. Did you think that Mayor Brandon Scott said a word about this yet? No. No. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Clausmeyer, I heard that you were somewhat of a moderate, somewhat of a conservative Democrat. I'm still awaiting your statement on this. This came out yesterday. Here we are. It's 11:23 in the morning. Where are you guys on this? Where are you? We'll be right back.
Attention, hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsmen's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the details in regards to the shooting that occurred on Thursday of last week at the Wilkins Precinct. A police officer was shot. We found out Andrew Britt is the person's name. And that person is also a teacher at Liberty Elementary School in Baltimore City. Had a violation charge of having a loaded handgun in a vehicle in 2021, but then was hired by Baltimore City Public School System in 2022. Looks like I've got Jay in Ellicott City. Jay, looks like you're asking the same question as I am. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kim. Literally, that police station, I pass by there every day. I've actually been in that parking lot many times going into that police station for business. That is on a campus of UMBC. There's, you know, hundreds of students walking by there right across the street. Actually, there was a courthouse there. The lack of security, I mean, you know, is one thing, but this happened, and where is our county executive on this? Now that Johnny O is gone, where's our county executive, and where was the Baltimore County or any school system on their background checks?
Yeah. Yeah, Jay, that's what I was asking. I mean, when the shooting happened on Thursday, we did hear from County Executive Kathy Klausmeier, and I noted on Friday that I could not even play the soundbite because she sounded awful. I don't know if they just woke her up and told her about it. I don't know what was going on. I didn't play it because it would have been embarrassing for her. But she basically said it was a dark day in Baltimore County, and they're hoping to get to the bottom of it. Well, they did get to the bottom of some of this, and that officer was released over the weekend, thank God, from the hospital. But
good,
you're right.
Good.
But you're right. Where is the latest update here? And you're right. Even when it comes to the Baltimore City Public Schools, you know, where is their statement on how this guy was even hired?
Exactly. And there's two schools right down the street from me. And now a question makes me want to question, like, how safe is my children in these school systems? There's two schools down the street from my house. I don't know what's going on with the teachers. I don't have any background checks on them, but it's up to the county to do that, and they failed miserably.
Yeah, yeah. Jay, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great week. I mean, there's lots of questions here. I've got Bill in Columbia. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Look, I would be interested to know, you know, some background, other background on this guy. What race was he? Was he white? We know that it's very difficult to get men in elementary schools. There's a dearth of them. And perhaps, you know, I'm just speculating, I don't know, perhaps because they were looking for a white teacher, they overlooked some of his other deleterious actions.
You know, Bill, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that. That's a good point there, because they want every, you know, they want every classroom, everything to look like, you know, the rainbow. You're right about that, Bill.
They also want men. It's very difficult to get men in elementary schools in teaching.
Yeah.
Maybe that was part of it. Maybe race had nothing to do with it. The fact is he was a male, and they're hurting for males, so they overlooked it.
Well, you know what, Bill? That's a great point, and I hope that they put a statement out soon. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great point there. I guess we'll wait and see. I have not seen any pictures of this teacher, Andrew Britt. So I have no idea. I mean, I'm trying to Google it now. I don't see where they have a picture of him anywhere. Let's see. They're also saying that his name is Andrew Robert Britt. And sometimes with names like that, and you guys, you already know this, sometimes their name is in fact that middle name, right? Robert Britt. And they just go by the name Andrew. Could this have been a scenario where using a different name would have gotten him past a background check? I don't know. But there's obviously more to this story, and I cannot wait for our county executive, Kathy Klausmeier, to come forward and start asking questions, because, you know, we waited a while to get some information on this suspect, and we, the people, we want to know when our first responders are in danger. And hopefully we'll get something soon. Coming up next, I do want to talk a little bit about the JFK files and what President Trump had to say about that yesterday. And then the ceasefire in Gaza has officially come to an end. I've got some audio here from Trey Yiggs. And then I do have that bizarre story out of D.C. And it's not too bizarre, but again, it has to do with police officers. So we'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says there is no deadline for wrapping up its renewed aerial assault on Hamas and the Gaza Strip. Israel resumed bombing runs overnight. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to explain why it ignored his order to halt the deportation of a group of suspected Venezuelan gang members. It was supposed to be a quick visit to the International Space Station, but problems with Boeing's new crew capsule prevented two astronauts from coming home. Well, now, after 9 months on the space station, they are on their way back to Earth, returning today aboard a SpaceX capsule. President Trump will talk with Russia's Vladimir Putin by phone today. They'll talk about ways to halt the fighting in Ukraine. Stocks are sharply lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 343 points. The Nasdaq off 320. More details at srnnews.com.
Now, Gary
Stein on sports.
You may not be aware of this, but Major League Baseball's regular season has begun this morning. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1 in Japan. Yoshi Yamamoto gets the win for L.A. Shohei Ohtani goes 2-for-5. Meanwhile, opening day for the Birds still 9 days away, but the odds of Gunnar Henderson making opening day are getting slimmer by the day. Only 5 Grapefruit League games remain, and manager Brandon Hyde said yesterday the star shortstop appearing in exhibition games is a prerequisite for him breaking camp with the Orioles instead of being on the 10-day injured list. O's host the Blue Jays tonight in Sarasota with veteran Charlie Morton taking the hill at 6:05. And finally, Maryland head coach Kevin Willard preparing for the NCAAs, proud of what they're building down in College Park.
I love our culture. I love our work ethic. I love that there's so many kids that want to come play for us, that we're turning kids down. I like where this program is. I love where the program's going. I love the kids we have in it.
They have been a pleasure to watch, and they take on the Antelopes Friday at 4:35 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ronnie Stanley gives the Ravens a hometown discount. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
It is no wonder the trees and the flowers are starting to bloom with this mild weather, and we've got more sunshine and even warmer temperatures the next couple of days. 65 the high this afternoon. Overnight, upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, just a few clouds. It's warmer, 71. There's a cold front on the way with some rain Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Are you concerned with AMD? Now protecting your eyes is easier thanks to new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we were just talking about the shooting at the Wilkins Precinct. I got a text here from Christopher in Kaysville. Good morning, Christopher. He says, Goodwoodville, Bill in Columbia, that goes out to you. Did that teacher get through and under the radar, even though he had this gun possession charge, because he was a male or because he was of a different race other than black? I don't know. This is why we have so many questions, but we'll put a pin in that for now. I'm hoping that we will hear from the county executive, Kathy Clausmeyer. Hopefully we'll hear even from the chief
police, McCullough, that would be great. I did want to just play this audio for you from Trey Yiggs. As I was going to bed last night, I was able to catch a little bit of Fox News. And Trey, who's won so many different awards, and rightfully so, he has been on the ground in Gaza since October 7th, since all this has started going down. But in case you didn't know, the ceasefire is officially over. Take a listen.
Breaking news tonight out of the Middle East. Israeli fighter jets are currently striking the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is over. The Prime Minister's office releasing a statement early this morning saying from now on, Israel will operate against Hamas with increasing military force. The operational plan was presented late last week by the IDF and approved by the political echelon. Reports from inside Gaza indicate there are extensive Israeli strikes taking place across the Strip in major population centers like Gaza City and the southern city of Rafah. As this story progresses, we will continue to find out more information and determine whether or not Israeli ground forces are involved. But remember, this comes after a nearly two-month ceasefire that went into effect in mid-January and saw dozens of living hostages freed from Hamas captivity. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, has been working overtime in the region, ferrying messages back and forth, not only between Tel Aviv and Washington, but also in cities like Doha and Cairo. The Trump team was working late into this week trying to determine if they could get a last-minute deal together between Israel and Hamas. There was a plan presented that would see 11 living hostages freed from Gaza exchanged for Palestinian prisoners, but Hamas was simply not willing to accept that agreement. And clearly tonight, the Israelis have gone back to war against this organization inside Gaza. Again, the latest information that we have, Israeli fighter jets are flying over the Strip, striking Hamas targets inside Gaza at this hour. And Israel's Home Front Command, responsible for communicating messages of emergency to the civilian population here in Israel, says that all schools near to the Gaza border have been closed tomorrow as they are warning the civilian population about the possibility of Hamas and Islamic Jihad rocket fire coming from Gaza. Sean?
And Trey, this on the heels of President Trump's strike against the Houthi rebels and his warning and admonition to Iran on top of the warning that he gave Hamas. They had a very limited time to turn the hostages over. They didn't do it. And here we are. I expect this will get worse before it gets better. Trey, thank you.
And again, that was Sean Hannity last night. I know Trey in that report said this hour. Remember, that was at about a little before 10 p.m. last night. Okay. But I just say, you know what? There's so much going on overseas. Please pray for everyone, especially the civilians. I don't know if they expected Hamas to sit there and not follow those orders. I mean, President Trump was very stern, right? Remember that? He said, oh, this better happen on day one. This better happen on day one. And it seemed to me that Hamas understood that there were no exceptions there, but it seems now that the ceasefire is over. The IDF is handling things as they should, to be honest with you. I do believe Israel has a right to defend itself, and we'll keep our eye on that for sure. Today, just a note, don't forget President Trump, and it might have happened already because his meeting was supposed to be this morning with Vladimir Putin. So it might have happened already. So I'm sure we'll get some information out of that meeting, and we'll discuss that tomorrow. From my understanding, Ukraine has agreed to a ceasefire, and they're looking to finally have some peace. Will that happen? I'm not certain. I do have a caller here that wanted to weigh in on our last topic in regards to the police officer shot in Baltimore County last week. Rick in Helthorpe, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, how you doing, Kim?
Good.
Excellent. I just wanted to say that dude who did the shooting is going to give every legal gun owner a bad name, even though it wasn't supposed to have it, I know. But the state of Maryland is going to twist it and say no one should have guns now because of this. Or they're going to try to say something stupid like that because that's how Maryland is.
Yeah, Rick. And that's another piece of this, right? Because that charge of the gun in his vehicle, it sounded like it was his gun. He just couldn't have it in the vehicle. And you're right. So they are definitely, the gun control people are definitely going to try to twist this story however it shapes up.
And it's sad because I'm a
I'm a legal concealed carry myself, so it just makes me wonder, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Rick, I'm right there with you. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. I appreciate you, and I hope that you have a great week there. You know, and Rick is correct, because if it does turn out that that gun that was in his vehicle was his gun, and you know what? Even when it came to the background check, you wonder if that question was asked. Was it your gun? Was it just that you had it in the vehicle? I mean, this person, this teacher, Andrew Britt, who's now the suspect in shooting the police officer, I mean, he could have said, oh, well, I had an explanation for this, or I had, you know what I mean? But again, we don't have this information, and that's what is also so frustrating about all of this. I mean, we just found out last night who this guy even is. We just found out last night that he's been employed in an elementary school. Craziness. So, I mean, I guess, are these kids now sitting there without a teacher? They got a substitute? I mean, and that was another thing. Alexa Ashwell with Fox 45, she found out that the teacher was placed on leave. But since when? Since the shooting? She said she never got an answer to that. The whole thing is just, come on, Baltimore City, get it together. Get it together. I also wanted to mention, because President Trump mentioned, we are expecting to have the JFK files released today. I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, not saying that they're not going to be released, but as far as redactions, we're still waiting for the Epstein files, even though we were told that was supposed to come out 2 weeks ago. He did mention that Tulsi Gabbard was the head on that, and she had appointed a few people like Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna to help distribute the information. Apparently, there's a website that you could go to. And Ana Paulina Luna, if you go to her social media accounts, she has the link there for you. I just, you know, we'll wait and see. I'm going to check it out tonight, see what was dropped. I'm just expecting a ton of redactions. There's no doubt in my mind that if there was something nefarious that happened that day, those people could possibly still be alive. And I think when you have that scenario, I think that there's, you know, there will be redactions. I don't think you're going to get the full truth here, is what I'm saying. And we'll see what happens. I guess my question is, you know, when it comes to the JFK files, that was kind of like, you know, prompted to us. I didn't hear anybody demanding that the JFK files be released, right? The Epstein files, there was a demand there. The JFK files, I don't know if I ever heard that demand. So if it turns out to be a nothing burger, I have to admit here and say this, you know, I love Trump. But if it's a nothing burger, this is not going to look good for the Trump administration, you know, to basically have all this fanfare against, you know, around the JFK files and then, you know, 75% of it be redacted, because not a lot of people even ask for this, right? Anyways, I will keep my eyes on that situation and report back to you tomorrow. Also, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Dan Bongino was officially sworn in as the deputy of the FBI. Excuse me. His wife was there in the cutest suit, I have to say. It was pink and white, and it was tweed. I was looking at the pictures and I was wondering, where did she get that suit? That's cute. Well, anyway, she was there holding the Bible as Dan Bongino was sworn in. And one of his daughters, I believe he has two daughters. One of his daughters was also standing there with him. But this is what I was saying before. You know, God definitely has a bigger plan for you. So, you know, if something doesn't come to you that you worked for, and you thought, you know, this is for me, right? And for Dan Bongino, it was being the congressman in the 6th District. And it was a very close race. He ran it more than once. And he did a phenomenal job. And many of us that were kind of just watching from the wings, right? This is before I even got involved in politics, just kind of watching how it was all going down. But you know, you wanted somebody like Dan to be in Congress. I know I did. You know, listening to his podcast, following him online, it's just like, wow, he would have been great for the Maryland delegation. You know, very outspoken, somebody that really knew the issues, somebody with a Secret Service background that understood what was going on. I mean, think about it. When it came to President Trump being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, I went straight to Dan Bongino's page to figure out exactly how any of this could have occurred to begin with. Remember, we were talking, they told us the roof was sloped and they couldn't put people on the roof and the roof was not sloped. I mean, it's like, so I went immediately to Dan's page and, you know, of course, he was spouting off about it. And after we found out more, we found out he was, you know, spot on. He was right about what he was saying. But he has now been sworn in as the deputy to the FBI. So he is working with Kash Patel. And, you know, even though we didn't get him in Congress, look where we have him now. I mean, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. So I suspect we'll see good things to come from Dan. As we mentioned before, he walked away from a fortune with that podcast. My word. My word. Talk about somebody that doesn't sell out for the money. Because he could have just said no. he could have declined and just been, you know, very happy with his mansion down there in Florida. And, you know, and I told you, when I went to his birthday party, you know what, Delegate Brian Chisholm and his beautiful wife were down there. Went down to his birthday party. I mean, the neighborhood, the house, the whole nine yards, it was gorgeous. And then the studio was right there, you know, off the side of the house. So he didn't actually have to leave his estate to go to work. It was all right there. And I was like, man, this is the American dream, you know? And it was gorgeous. And he's got a beautiful family. You know, it's just, you know, for him to walk away from that. And it's kind of like an empire because he had a ton of people, you know, they're still there, obviously, but a ton of people working for him. So I'm sure now he's, you know, got somebody managing the day-to-day operations. But again, shout out to Dan Bongino. We, you know, I absolutely love him and I know great things to come. Also, if you missed this note, Trump did revoke the Secret Service for Hunter and Ashley Biden. I noted this because Laura Loomer, even though people say Laura Loomer is so crazy, you can say she's crazy, but she gets down to the bottom of things. She was sent a picture from somebody, like a fan, that's like in her fan group. And somebody sent her a picture of Hunter Biden walking around in South Africa, and they noticed that he had security detail. And so President Trump has announced that he is going to make sure that Hunter Biden and Ashley Biden no longer have security detail on the taxpayer dime. You know, he got out of that laptop lawsuit, by the way, Hunter Biden. So now he's just living it up. Talk about privilege. Talk about privilege. This guy. And it's not that he's white. I don't even look at it like that. Is Joe Biden privilege? He's doing whatever the heck he wants, isn't it? All right. Well, I did want to bring you this story from D.C. only because, of course, I'm driving into work and I'm listening. And of course, I got my phone going and I, you know, have the videos that are just kind of, they scroll themselves on X. So, you know, sometimes you get some information as you're going. And I want to start with the audio of the mob yelling at Mayor Bowser in D.C. And I want to start with this because it is extremely important to the details of the case. Take a listen.
Like, basically, as I said, do you know the pardons of these officers? It's very much unconstitutional. Do you understand that?
Don't touch me, Ms. Hilton. If you would step outside,
I tried to ask you, and I'm asking you again. Do not touch me. Do not put your hands on me. Did you tell President Trump that Quran is illegal? Do not touch me. You didn't tell him that. Okay. No. So when he said that. Did you tell him, do not touch me. Do not put your hands on me. Do not put your hands on me. You did not tell him that. Did you let him know that the pardon of those officers are unconstitutional? Do not touch me. Do not put your hands. Did you tell him that? I asked you before. Did you tell him that?
No, Ms. Hilton, I had to talk to the president about your son.
Mayor Bowser sounding very calm there, but that is the mother of Karan Hilton Brown, okay? If you don't recall, because this was a while ago, it was back in 2020, and I'm going to get to the details here, but Karan Hilton Brown, from my understanding, and I want you to listen, because maybe I'm not, you know, hearing something here even with the details, but it's my understanding that the police officers involved were stopping him because he was not riding his scooter safely. He did not have a helmet on. And unfortunately, you know, when they stopped him, he resisted and he fled from two police officers and they, you know, took off in pursuit. And as he was fleeing, he actually ended up getting hit by a car on the scooter and they stopped him originally because he didn't have a helmet on. Well, he gets hit by a car without the helmet on and guess what? He dies. Those two officers were then charged with his murder. And so when President Trump took office, he pardoned those two officers. And now Karan Hilton Brown's mother is highly upset. I want you to take a listen to this audio. This was years ago This is when the officers were going to trial. Take a listen.
In the district tonight, justice for Caron Hilton Brown. Two D.C. police officers found guilty in the death of the 20-year-old.
Hilton Brown died during a police pursuit. This was back in 2020 while he was riding a moped at the
time. It took a jury several days to come up with a verdict. Jacqueline Matter at the federal courthouse with those details. She's standing by live right now. Jacqueline.
Yeah, Jim and G, those two officers are home tonight awaiting sentencing after a judge deemed that they were not a threat to the community or a flight risk. Nonetheless, this was an unprecedented verdict that took the jury 5 days to reach.
I think it's the biggest civil rights case in the United States today because nobody has ever convicted a police officer who didn't even hit the car that caused the death.
Are you surprised?
I'm very surprised.
More than 2 years after two D.C. police officers chased Hilton Brown through the streets of D.C., Officer Terrence Sutton and Lieutenant Andrew Zabowski have been found guilty on all charges related to his death.
I didn't think that this day will come as far as them getting charged with the crimes that they committed.
The 20-year-old father was stopped for riding a moped on the sidewalk without a helmet. The chase that followed lasted more than 3 minutes and ended when Hilton Brown rode into oncoming traffic where he was hit by a car, suffered severe head trauma, and died days later. The trial for the two officers lasted more than a month, and the jury found Sutton of the most serious charge.
The law was dead on. You know, don't get me wrong. There was this risk. He knew of the risk and he broke the law to take the risk. And there was a death that resulted. And consequently, he's being charged with second-degree murder.
Sutton and his supervisor, Zabowski, were found guilty of conspiracy and obstruction of justice for covering up what happened. Sutton faces up to 40 years in prison, while Zabowski could be behind bars for at least 20. As for a fair sentencing, activists who attended the trial say...
Life, I say 20 years.
And I hope the prosecutors do this for all of the cops so they can stop doing this and showing up like they judge, jury, and God.
And for Hilton Brown's girlfriend and the mother of his child.
I don't want her to ever think her dad was a bad person. Her dad loved her a lot the time that he had with her.
Now, people who were inside of the courtroom tell us that Hilton Brown's mom was arrested. She apparently assaulted a U.S. Marshal while she was there as the judge was reading the verdict and allowing those two cops to be released. A sentencing date has not yet been set for them. But by the way, this is the first time that a D.C. police officer has been convicted of murder.
All right, I'll give my comments on the other side.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, bad news for the judge who's stopping deportations of Trinidad Aragua gang members. The founders are on our side.
Adios. Have a nice trip. Bon voyage. Farewell to me.
Plus, Democrats have resorted to calling Trump cabinet members doji boys and muskrats. Wow, so mature.
So all of a sudden, I'm a useless goofball.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, before the break, you heard there that those individuals that were supporting the officers being arrested and locked up for life, some of the advocates say, or even 20 years, in this Caron Hilton Brown case, unbelievably delusional. I mean, look, you know, did the police officers try to cover this up in any way? There's a possibility. I didn't do that deep dive into the case itself. I'm just going off of how Caron Hilton Brown was actually killed. And he was killed because he was fleeing from officers. As officers, they pulled him over because he didn't have a helmet on. And he actually was killed because he didn't have a helmet on. Yet they wanted him, they wanted the officers to spend life in prison. Well, anyways, excuse me. Anyways, you'll see that President Trump did, in fact, pardon those two officers. And I bring this to you because that clip happened, that where the mother was yelling at D.C. Mayor, Mayor O'Bowser. That was just yesterday. So do I think that more is going to come of this? I bring this to you because I say yes. Yes, they're going to get involved. They're going to get involved. Whether it's Ben Crump, Al Sharpton, whether it's the NAACP, they're going to get involved. Because unfortunately, when you see something like this, and it's not, you know, black and white, it's not cut and dry. If it's against a police officer and there is a black individual involved, you're going to get what I call the charlatans to come out and speak on it. All right. Just wanted to bring that to you because I'm sure we'll hear more in the future. Also, tomorrow we speak to the former leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tiaro. He will be on the show. Believe it or not, he was also pardoned by President Trump. And he was given, I believe it was 30 years for conspiracy when it comes to January 6th. Now, mind you, he was not in D.C. at all on January 6th, but he was persecuted like many others. So he'll be joining us tomorrow on air, I believe at 11 a.m. I'll double check the time, but he will be with us tomorrow. And that is the former leader of the Proud Boys. So somewhat, some people call it controversial. I don't really call it controversial if you look into the details of the case, but we'll get that from Enrique when we talk to him tomorrow. Also, there was a note that went out that State Attorney Ivan Bates is announcing an indictment today against a criminal organization. So I'm sure we'll have that to talk about tomorrow as well, because there will be a press conference. So as always, thank you guys for tuning in here to Kim Klasick Live. Also, real quick, the question of the day, should McCormick Spice take on the fight against the business tax in the state of Maryland? Just so you know, 90% of you say yes, 10% of you say no. I know, I'm in the yes camp. I am. It looks like Governor Moore actually listens to McCormick. All right, we have lots to talk about tomorrow. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries.